Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It doesn't matter how hard you work, I'm willing to work harder than you.
I know every motherfucker ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. That's how you level up.
Stop being average when your potential is crying to come outside of you more than that.
No one will outwork me. No one.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks.
Of course, talent without work is nothing.
You got to be hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do.
There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room.
You have to want it.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
People say you can't do that. You can do anything. We are God's highest form of creation. There is nothing on the planet that will equal us.
Every bad thing that has ever happened to you is your fault. Now, I use the word fault to shake people up that you are never, ever, ever, ever a victim unless you choose to be. Everything in your life will change. You're always in control.
And a man provides.
If you don't protect what belongs to you, then sooner or later, it belongs to someone else. It goes for your land, your wallet, your home, your country, everything. It is your job as a man to protect it. The story of the whole goddamn world.
You don't hate yourself. You don't think you suck. You're not the imposter. You're not insecure. Somebody taught you that.
2008, we had the third consecutive failure of the Falcon rocket for SpaceX. Tesla almost went bankrupt. We closed our financing round 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, 2008. It was the last hour of the last day that it was possible. We would have gone bankrupt 2 days after Christmas otherwise. And I got divorced. That was like rough. If things had just gone a little bit the other way, both companies would be dead.
The reason there's going to be a billion motivational views today on YouTube is that people love the feeling of being motivated. They don't like putting in the work to do something about the feeling.
For 10 years, I heard every person I know making fun of me. I heard every person I know telling me that I was wasting my time. I know when I tell them what we're going to do, and by the way, done it by now, laughing. Thanks. And I'm sure you guys can relate to that.
You know, very few people bet on the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would have,
You were the one big, and that happened to be us. We bet on ourselves.
Work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week.
Yes.
And
that's
then
a lot of work.
That all those things improve the odds of success.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living."
Do you think Elon Musk has work-life balance? No. Do you think Steve Jobs, when he was alive, had work-life balance? No. Do you think Bill Gates? No. Henry Ford? No. Original Heineken? No. So if none of those people that created the wealth of the world had work-life balance, why do you think you're going to have it? Why? Because you deserve it? I don't think so. You deserve what you get in life by working hard.
I'll say this again, but like, sometimes you have to let other people's dreams for your life die for yours to live.
At the end of the day, only execution matters. So if you have big dreams, if you have goals, something that you're trying to accomplish in your life, you're going to have to execute against that.
If you're willing to pay the price, and you're willing to do the work, and you're willing to take the time, and you're willing to consistently get up when you are knocked down over and over and over again, which is going to happen to you, if you're pursuing anything outside of the norm, you can make it here in America.
When you have passion around something that you are squeezing every last bit of the juice out of the orange, right? To me, hustle is maximizing the energy you're putting into somebody. I'm blown away by people saying that they're hustling and they want to achieve these great things and then their actions don't match. It's like saying you really want to lose weight while eating a Big Mac, right? So to me, hustle would be putting all your effort into achieving the goal at hand. And for me, that means making every minute count.
I hate any entrepreneur that is like, you know, sad. like, you know what I mean? Like, it's always hard. Like, it's always gonna be hard. It's hard when it's a bubble because everything's $150,000 for a $40,000 worker, right? It's hard when it blows because there's no money and nobody's buying and nobody's believing. It's always hard.
Sometimes you have to let other people's dreams for your life die for yours to live. And for me, it was like when I continued to every day not want to wake up, that was my wake up call where I was like, either I continue to live this way and not want to be alive, or I just risk the fact that I'll die to everybody else. And I think that like it was the hardest decision of my entire life by far. All the hard stuff we went through, still the hardest decision of my life.
Fall forward. This is what I mean. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success.
My truth and my experience has been, I have to jump higher, I have to show up earlier, I have to be the first person to turn off the light and the last person to turn off the light. I have to make sure that every number is correct and every T is crossed and every die is dotted. The way that I show up is by being consistent, so consistent that people cannot doubt your capacity to succeed. You have to work harder than the average person, and if you accept those terms, you cannot complain about those terms. I have only known success on the back of consistency. Do I think you could be a success without being consistent? Perhaps, if you have other resources and tools that I was never given, but coming from where I am, my perspective has only been consistency, and the discipline has been everything that I have ever gotten on the back of doing it again and again and again. It is what I teach, it is what I preach, it is what I believe.
Play it out. What if you just never do anything? Like, maybe some people just need to stop dreaming. Maybe they need to accept their current reality and actually enjoy it. Because there's a lot of people when they're 70 and 80 and they didn't do their dreams. And if they went back, like, they didn't do anything, but that whole time they were dissatisfied because they didn't try. But what if they were just like, I have a good life. I have a wife who loves me. I've got some kids. I have a job that I, you know, like, I don't mind it. Pays the bills. I mean, if you go back 500 years, it wasn't people like, man, this is my passion. He's like, dude, I'm just rowing a boat across a ferry. And that's what I do. And that's what my dad did. And his dad did. Like, this is how we eat. And so like, we have these idealized versions of purpose that I think Instagram and all this stuff kind of make terrible. But like, I think there's a lot of honor in work, period. And I think a lot of people fool themselves by thinking that what they do for some reason is not honorable. And I think a lot of it is like the internal versus external scorecard of like, I was saying what I said earlier about like, I believe these things to be true about the universe or like the world. But a lot of those are like, what do I believe about myself? Which is like, I can choose to do work in this way, which then I can derive joy from. So like, if I'm I can choose to be like, I will be the best shoveler because I believe that I will figure out how to do this more efficiently. And I will, you know, I will get better and I'll have calluses on my hands and I'll have a better back and whatever. But I will do this well. And I think you can find joy in work if you decide to do it well. So on one hand, if your dream causes you so much pain, then you will quit what you're doing and do it. And if it doesn't cause you enough pain that you're not pursuing it, or that you don't like, if you don't feel like you're in a cage right now, then maybe you're not in a cage and maybe you just need to like the life you have, and that's cool too.
But do you have the guts to fail? Here's my second point about failure. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
If you didn't withdraw in fear from everything that life threw at you, who could you become?
Thinking, overthinking, and when you overthink, usually you don't go to the positive.
If you make all the right decisions, but you have, like, you absolutely think that it's impossible for you, but you still do the right things, you will win.
Mediocrity always attacks excellence.
Ooh.
You know, it's kind of a rule. No one's attacking a couch potato. But the moment you start to walk toward your dream, and you start to break habits, you start to change relationships that no longer serve that dream, you start to be talked about. Now, many people are afraid of failure, which really means that they're afraid of being ridiculed. Mm-hmm. But once you become aware that you're going to be ridiculed if you fail, and you're going to be talked about if you succeed, then you're able to put that aside. Because you know you're going to be talked about either way.
No matter what, yeah.
Or if you go for it and succeed, they'll say, oh, it was luck, you know, whatever they say about you. So once you get out of your mind or become aware that people are going to talk about you either way, then you go for it.
You're alive. Here you are. You got these problems to contend with. And if it's an impossible task, then how could you be anything but hopeless and desperate? But then you think, well, wait a second. How would things transform if I took this on as a voluntary adventure? You know, regardless of its scope, and the scope would include unjust suffering, death, and hell. And that's not just some religious or metaphysical vision. It's like, no, you're actually going to have to contend with that in your life, in whatever way those things make themselves manifest to you personally. That's coming, man. And so maybe you better get prepared.
So you can't say you want to be successful. You can't say there's certain dreams and goals, there are things you want to have and things you want to be if you are still average. Success and average have absolutely nothing to do with each other. This is what I'm telling you. Your boss can't stand average. Your coach can't stand average. Your teacher can't stand average. Your spouse, listen to me, your mama might put up with it. Your daddy might put up with it. But listen to me very closely. Nobody really likes average.
Some people have a problem for every solution.
Some people don't believe that they can achieve at a high level. Some people are okay doing what average people do, doing just enough to get by. But that's not you. You have dreams, you have goals, you have aspirations, you have desires. And you are taking action to make all of your dreams a reality.
If you practice forthright and voluntary exposure to that which terrifies and dismays you, it transforms you. Much of the biochemistry of motivation and emotion is transformed when you take a stressor, which could be oppressive and paralyze you and cause you to withdraw, and you reverse that and you decide to advance. It's like a different spirit inhabits you. And I mean this physiologically. There's a whole different pattern of being that makes itself manifest in you neurologically and psychophysiologically and pharmacologically. So you take it on as a challenge, right? And that transforms you at a cellular level too, because one of the things we've discovered in recent years is that if you do something new and complex, then that turns on new, that parts of your DNA that haven't produced proteins before will start producing new proteins and reconstruct you from the cellular level up. So it's a deep transformation. We have no idea how deep. And again, you could ask yourself, if you didn't withdraw in fear from anything that from everything that life threw at you, who could you become?
The only belief that matters is that if I put energy and effort into getting better, I actually will get better. And so you can look at anything and say, okay, maybe I suck at this right now, which was the key realization for my life. Okay, I actually am not good. Like, my father-in-law wasn't crazy. I really wasn't anywhere useful for his daughter at that time. My mom wasn't crazy. I really was lazy. Like, so she was just picking up on the fact that I was tremendously lazy. She wanted me to be successful, but she was just looking at my behavior. And so I hadn't been misidentified. People just didn't calculate how much I could change and that I would so grasp onto the ability to change as an emotional life raft. And so the big switch was that I decided to believe that I could get better. And once I made that decision, it aligned my behaviors with skill acquisition. And that's all life is. Acquire skills.
Listen to me. Don't keep calling me and telling me you're going to get on the dean's list. Do me a favor. Don't tell me you're going to be on the honor roll. Shut up. Go to work and show me. Show me what you got.
The extraordinary mindset. You are determined to make the impossible possible. You are determined to make the unbelievable believable. You are determined to do more each and every day than an average person will do in a whole week. You are determined to do more in a month than an average person does in a whole year.
So if what you're hung up on is you just can't ever fathom that being true, then saying it may begin to form this, like, just like it erodes this lack of belief that it's possible. Now, my problem is when people think that just saying it out loud is going to make it come true. That for sure isn't true. So your behavior is ultimately all that matters. So if you make all the right decisions, but you have, like, you absolutely think that it's impossible for you, but you still do the right things, you will win. The problem is that if you believe that it's never going to happen for you, you won't take the steps. And so when you look at how hard something is and you get partway down that road and you're like, wow, this is really hard. It's making me confront my insecurities. This does not feel good. And I don't believe it's possible anyway. Then why would you keep going? And the answer is you wouldn't. And so nobody does. And so everybody who believes it's impossible and encounters the difficulties that success will demand of everybody, they stop 100% of the time. And so by looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I am a millionaire, I'm a genius, like all this stuff, it may function as some eroding mechanism to those entrenched beliefs that it's never going to happen for you. That would not work for me because there is a part of my brain that just screams, this is bullshit. Like, you know, this is bullshit. So for me, I had to align with what do I believe to be true about humans? I needed to accept that I was average. That was a huge moment for me because I tried to believe I was special. And either luck of the draw or the fact that I really am average, I've always been around a substantial number of people that are smarter than me. Like literally everything, every niche I tried to find, I would always run into somebody better than me. And it was devastating. Breakthrough for me was to accept that I was hopelessly average and that that was still going to allow me to be successful.
And so you might say, well, if you could really face up to what you need to face up to, not only could you turn yourself into someone that could bear the catastrophe of life and exposure to hell, but maybe you could turn yourself into someone who would still do good even while facing those things.
Are you hearing me? I'm allergic to average. And the problem with a lot of you is you're not allergic to average, all right? You gotta do me a huge favor, man. You lying to yourself. On one point, you said you wanna be great. You wanna do great things. You wanna have greatness. You wanna be great. Listen to me, but on the other hand, for real, you comfortable with average. And I told you, listen to me. I don't care what side of the railroad track you were born on. I don't care if you affluent. I don't care if you privileged. I don't care if you grew up in poverty, with a father, without a father, with a mom, without adopted. I don't care. Listen to me. The reason why I'm telling you that I'm allergic to average is not personal. ET is allergic to it because success is allergic to average. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Success and average don't have nothing to do with each other.
If the people in your circle are average, we don't do average. We won't do average. I need you to have a CEO mindset. Champion energy only.
Some of y'all, you lying to yourself. You say you want to be great. You say you want to get to the next level. You say you want to be dominant on that field. You say you want to go to the Final Four. You say you want to be a national champion. Listen to me. You say you want a promotion. You say you want to start your own business. But listen to me very closely. You talk too much. Shut up, get in the lab, and let's go to work.
Life. How beautiful it is. How amazing it is to be able to rise up in the morning and have that sun shine on your face rather than on your grave.
Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail again, fail better.
We get bored of our childhood, rush to grow up, and long to be children again, that we lose our health to make money, and then lose our money to restore our health, that by thinking anxiously about the future, we forget the present, such that we live in neither the present nor the future.
You're already in pain. Get a reward for it. Like, you're already in pain. So at the end of the day, you everything is already messed up. So why would you go through all that pain and not get something for it?
People tend to think that they're happy because they achieve goals, and that's not true. What's true is because as soon as you achieve a goal, then you have a problem, which is what's the next goal? And that's actually a big problem. You encounter that as soon as you graduate from university, for example.
If you are a toddler, you have diaper problems. If you become an adolescent, you have hormonal problems. If you become middle age is a crisis. If you become old, it's horrible. Tell me which part of your life is good. Don't make everything into a problem. These are different stages of life. You can either ride that and enjoy it or be crushed by the same thing. This is the process of life. Physical life is a natural cycle. So when something is rolling, you can either ride it and enjoy it or you can be crushed by it.
It's not about what happens to us, because things are going to happen. How are you going to separate yourself from everybody else? And I always thought, anytime it got really incredibly hard, I would think about all the people quitting right now and how they're going to feel in a few years, hopefully if we're alive, that they're just going to say, man, what if I hadn't have given up? What if I would have kept going? Don't say what if. Please, 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 please don't have the what ifs down the road. You keep going now, and I'm telling you, you'll be in a better place than you would be if you quit.
Here's the game. Imagine you were taking care of yourself like someone you cared for. So imagine someone you care for and pretend that's you. Maybe it's a son or a daughter or a friend. Now imagine 5 years down the road. You can have what you want and need. You can be who you are, but you have to figure out what it is. What is it? What do you want? What do you need?
It is beautiful because whatever you have that you may be facing, what you may be dealing with, life is still good. Life has so many moving parts, but life is always good. Every day is a new day and another opportunity that others may not have.
I have an insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief. I think it's ultimately complete sanity. I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word. Is every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life. We all start out with a false belief about ourselves, with some untrue thing that we believe walking through our lives. I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I'm gonna fail. Whatever your basic mistaken belief about yourself is, you form a personality around. You know, it's the grain of sand in the oyster. So I form characters that way a lot of times. I'll ask myself, what's the speck of sand?
Man, my grandmother died at 93, and a month later, my other grandmother died at 90. I didn't realize how quick life was. I'm like, yo, my grandmother was 93. I spent 51 years with both of them. They're gone. It's over. I will never be able to talk to my grandmother again. And I'm next. So because life is short, I don't have time to focus on what's not. I've got to focus on what is, then get up and go get it. And for me, it's like, guys, some of you in this room have opportunities that I don't have. Some of you in this room have connections or network I don't have. And I'm killing the game and you're not. So I need you to understand where you are. America's not perfect. I don't know if there's a place on planet Earth that is. So we're not looking for perfect, but we are looking for opportunity, and we have it. So it's like, yo, say it, because I need you to understand what you have. And then I need you to appreciate what you have. And then I need you to go after everything that's got your name on it.
Now on this journey of life, you're gonna face a significant amount of circumstances, a significant amount of challenges. You're gonna fall into areas that you cannot understand. And maybe it's not in the position for you to understand at that moment. Now, when you start to feel that you are in a position that you don't love your life, then shame on you, because your life is a beautiful thing. There are going to be so many different things that you will embark on. There are going to be so many different things that's going to try to slow you down. There are going to be so many different challenges that you must face. But instead of running away from the challenge, run towards the challenge. Be able to understand that life has meaning. It has reason. And all of these things that you may be thinking that is so hard on you, just remember, sometimes you're gonna have to go through these changes, these circumstances that puts you in a position to make you feel that you're not worthy anymore. But make no mistake, you are worthy. You were created for something. You wasn't created for nothing. Life has a gift of giving.
I don't even want it to be easy. Everybody would get a PhD if it was easy to get a PhD. Then it wouldn't be valuable if you could just open up the door. So I tell people, like, look at the tragedies and say, yo, you thought well enough of me to come at me? Batman, you trained in the dark. Bane said, I was born in the dark. This is what I do. Cut all the lights off if you want to. You're not gonna stop me because you got all the lights. Like, this is where I thrive. And I'm saying, if you're a real human, because we are a little different than some of the other things that were created. We have a will. There's some things that we have. I'm like, activate it. Instead of crying and quitting and giving up again, we're going to go through pain. All of us won't get a reward from it. I got a reward for mine. Like, I have worked so hard. When I die, I will physically be dead, but you'll still be knowing about Eric Thomas. The videos will still be out. The books will be out. Whatever businesses we set up, kids will still be going to college. They'll be going to the Super Bowl every year through my foundation. They'll be taking a trip to Dubai. I tell people all the time, they're like, what motivates you now? Because you have what you want. What motivates? I said, I did it, but can I duplicate myself? Can I scale this reality? You know what I'm saying? Can I scale positivity? Can I scale getting through pain? Can I scale taking a bad hand and turn that joke into a royal flush? Can I scale that? So for me, it's not, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. I look at it, game seven, this is going, this where the Michael Jordans are made. This is where the Magic Johnsons, the Larry Birds, like, this is where the real ballers, this is when the real ballers come out. Okay, you won game one. Okay, you won game two. Okay, we won two. Then you were 3-1, 3-2, and we came back and beat you. Like, we don't go, we're down two. We go, this is what I signed up for. This is what all the weights were for. This is the eating right. This is the getting up early, going, this is the trainers. Like, this is why I went to this school. This is why I got this coach. Like, this, I long for this and I live for this. And some people, I don't know, are you not cut out for it? I don't know. But for me, when I see trials and tribulations, I go, it's showtime with a real Eric Thomas, with a game seven Eric Thomas. Please stand up, activate. Grand slam. Grand slam activated in shape of ET. And bop, boom, it's out of here. So I just look at it as, hey, if you want to complain, go for it. I will rise to the level of the challenge.
And to all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
Be uncomfortable. Get yourself in a situation where you feel a little bit about a challenge. You're feeling something about being challenged. You're understanding that challenges are good for you. Challenges are going to make you better, going to make you stronger, going to push you through any adversity that you may face in life.
But nobody's coming to save you. There's no knight in shining armor. And the people that say they will, they don't really stick around for long. The reality is this. This whole life thing, it was never really meant to be about anyone else. You're kind of supposed to be the hero of this story. Even if you feel weak right now, even if you feel alone, you feel down, you feel like you can't do it, you can. And you will. All you have to do is show up. So, show up today.
You have the power to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. Don't underestimate yourself. You don't know enough about yourself to become a cynic. And so you've got to challenge yourself to access that power that you have within you. You're more than a conqueror.
I'm amazing when you don't think I'm amazing. I love me even if you stop loving me. You can say the nastiest, meanest, evilest shit that you could ever conjure up. It will never change the way I feel about myself.
It takes faith to jump off of the edge. It takes faith to step into your purpose. It takes faith to step into your destiny. It takes faith to pull away from everything that is familiar, to step into uncharted territory, to become the person you were born to be. It takes faith.
This is my time.
This is my time.
I'm bright enough.
I'm old enough.
I'm young enough.
I'm young enough.
I've experienced enough.
I'm wise enough. I understand
that I am enough.
Self-discipline is self-love. If you want to be happy, you have to love yourself.
I love me independent of anything that anybody could ever say. It has nothing to do with being arrogant or egotistical. It's just a matter of knowing and being aware of self-worth.
I love you.
If you make it to the end of this video, I want you to write, self-love is the cure to self-hate. Self-love is the cure to self-hate.
And you matter, all right? There's always going to be somebody that cares about you. And you're a good person. No matter what people say, you matter.
I love me. So the day that you decide to stop loving me, I'm not going to love myself any less. I believe in me. If you stop believing in me, I'm not going to believe in myself any less.
You know, as crazy as it sounds, one decision can completely change your life. So what are you waiting for?
I wouldn't change what happened to me. And that's the God's honest truth. If any one of you had a superhero ability where you could send me back in time and give me a do-over, I wouldn't accept it. I would gladly relive everything I have been through, provided I had this outcome. Because who I am now and what I offer the world, I wouldn't want to give that up to avoid going through those dark days or the pain I went through. I think it was all worth it to turn me into who I am now.
I think we look down now to 16-year-olds and say, where are you going to go to college? What are you going to do for the rest of your life? And it's like, they're not fully baked yet. How do they know? Give them a break. Just say, look, I think after high school, take a year off. Take 2 years off. Join the Peace Corps. Travel. Go figure things out. Or just enjoy yourself. For the first time in their lives, they're adults, and they don't have to be somewhere. They're not told to be somewhere.
Like I tell people all the time, we all got to go through something to get something that we want in life. Things may not always go the way you want it to go, but I promise you, if you continue to focus on the positive rather than the negatives, you will be all right. It's tough sometimes. It gets tough every day, but we got to make it. No matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, just think about it for a second. Somebody did not wake up this morning, but you did. I always say this to people often. You are above ground. Why are you above ground? Because there's purpose within you. There's purpose for you. There's opportunity for you.
You feel like you're missing out on all the fun. Me too. Everyone else has more friends. Everyone else does the fun stuff on the weekends. Everyone else gets all the attention. We're missing out on a lot, and it doesn't end there. We're missing out on the endless search for acceptance from an empty source. We're missing out on the constant need to mask the reality of who we are. We're missing out on the acting like everything is okay and shutting down when the crowd is gone. So yeah, we're missing out, but I think that's just fine for now.
My life is like I'm running from a pack of starving wolves. If I slow down at all, I will be eaten alive. Like I have one choice, and it's to keep going as fast as I can, or I'll be torn to pieces. And that's what it felt like, and I love that. Like that sounds so like negative and dark, but like I love that. It was such like a motivation.
No, you see, it's impossible, and plus your name. Your name, who can pronounce Schwarzen Schnitzel or something like that? No one can pronounce that, so forget about it, Arnold. This is the kind of thing that I heard. Imagine, you go from studio executive, from agent, to manager, and they all said exactly the same thing. Now that's very encouraging, isn't it? But you know something? I didn't give a shit. I didn't. Because I believed that I can be a leading man. I believed that I could be another Clint Eastwood or another Burt Reynolds. I believed that I could be those people. I said, there's enough room on that ladder that I can fit up there. And I looked back again and learned from what I learned in sports. It's all about the hard work that you put in.
You get to redesign. You are your Michelangelo. You are your greatest sculpture. And you get to recarve and you get to up-level as much as you need. You're not sentenced to this life this way. You chose it.
Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.